And now we want to introduce you to a musician you might not have heard yet, Sean Hayes. And no, we're not talking about the actor from Will and Grace.
There's no way I'll ever beat that man. I'll get up again and again. You can bury my bloody body wherever it lands.
That's Sean Hayes singing Cool Hand on his new CD, Flowering Spade. The song was inspired by the classic prison film, Cool Hand Luke. If you can't hear it in these old-time banjo strains, Sean Hayes is a young man with an old soul. And for years, he's been building a dedicated grassroots following in the San Francisco Bay Area. We recently visited with Sean Hayes in the wine cellar of the Rose Club in Brooklyn. He was preparing to cap off an East Coast stint with what he called a secret show that evening. Just a faithful little gathering of fans brought by word of mouth.
We're downstairs. Like I said, in the wine room, and there are wine bottles on the walls. It's dark and lights reflecting off the bottles. There's the wooden floor above us, and you can hear the people creaking around upstairs getting ready. And upstairs where the stage is, there are only about 15 small tables, and they're just right up on the stage. What kind of an environment is that for you to play in?
That's probably more my favorite environment to play in. That's what I've come out of and played in for years and years. So many little spaces like that. Anything with red curtains and a little piano with 15 tables is going to make me feel very comfortable, actually.
You like to be close to the audience?
I do. That's where my music is very intimate, and it's really easy for me to if it's right there, it makes a lot more sense. When I get in bigger places, it's more of an ambient sound of music, and you're not sure as much if you're connecting with the words and stuff, but it's really obvious close up.
There's a particular song on your CD that I enjoyed listening to because I could almost hear your relationship with your listeners. Mm-hmm. It's the song Time, mm-hmm. and it's almost like an invitation mm-hmm. to people. Would you play that one for us?
Oh, I'd love to play that song. Come with me a while, sit with me a while, all that I have is time. Drink with me a while, sip tea a while, all that I have is time. We could find ourselves a bottle and wander the streets like rogues, smile and wave at all those passing by, off to make their homes. Walk with me a while, talk with me a while, all that I have is time. Come with me a while, just be a while, all that I have is time. We could find a willow tree and climb a branch absurd, sing to all those down below, warbling like two cuckoo birds, crazy cuckoo birds. All the laughing, all the loving, all the fighting, all the fussing, all the crying, all the dying, all that I have is time, all that we have is time. Walk with me a while, talk with me a while, sit with me a while, sip tea a while, come with me a while, just be a while, all that I have is time. All that you have is time.
Sean Hayes singing the song Time from his new CD, Flowering Spade. It's not very often that people offer to give you all their time.
No, that song was written at a particular
moment in my life where I was in transition so much, like a relationship had ended, and it was like during Christmas, and so there wasn't much going on. And I basically was kind of staying in a friend's house, so I didn't really have a home. So when all those things were said and done, I was mostly felt like all I did have was time.
Now, you were born here in New York, but you grew up in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Is that where you first started to play music?
Oh, yeah.
Do you play banjo?
I can fiddle around with the banjo. So there's some banjo on there, and it's kind of simple and trancy and inspires it. I love old-time banjo. I can do a little bit of clawhammer, but if I had to sit down and play with some old-time players for real, I would be in big trouble.
What is the feeling that sound evokes for you?
It's social. It's music that can go on while everybody's having fun and drinking and talking. And it's dance music. It's what people would dance to before there were DJs. It's got the doom, 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 doom. You know, it's like house music of 100 years ago. And it serves all these great purposes. And people start playing it, and everybody just kind of gravitates over a little bit closer, and everything gets a little lighter and happier.
You have an interesting voice. The vibrato in your voice kind of evokes an old-time sound for me, too, I think. Is that something that you work for, or that first time that you sang a song, that's the way it came out?
No, I'd say, it's not something I worked for consciously, but my voice has definitely gotten stronger over the years. You know, I didn't grow up singing. I started singing probably more when I was 17 or 18. So it was more confidence. But I've always been attracted to singers, like a Nina Simone is one of my favorite. I'm sure listening to them and trying to emulate them somewhere. But I'm not very conscious. I'm not a trained singer. And sometimes my vibrato just comes from the fact that I'm losing breath. And so maybe it's just my voice.
Well, let's talk about your new CD, Flowering Spade. I have a copy of it here. And it's a very simple CD cover. It looks like it's made from recycled cardboard. Mm-hmm. It's brown. There's a simple black design of a spade on the front. But when you open the cover, there's this interesting definition you've given us for a sigil. Can you tell me what a sigil is?
I didn't know what a sigil was either, and I was reading a magazine one day, and it said a sigil is a magical device that you might create to get something to happen, a desired outcome. And it would be a drawing you would make or a piece of art that you might make. And it went on to describe how to create one. So I sat and drew a sigil up and endowed it with my intentions. And I ended up with what to me looked like a flowering spade.
What specific intention did you endow on your sigil?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to tell you according to the rules of making sigils. But actually, I'm not sure, so it's okay. So my endowment was to inspire people with music and with rhythm and to make people healthier, including myself, the people around me, to inspire health and dance and movement and happiness.
So this sigil of yours, this flowering spade, inspired the music after you drew it immediately?
After I drew it, yeah. I think I wrote the song either that night or the next day.
Will you play the song for us?
I would love to play the song for you.
Thank you.
He has a flowering spade growing out of his chest, full of magic and healing. She is a flowering spade as she moves and she sways. You can see that she feels it. She's off to dance with the goat boys. He's off to sail through your wide open ocean. She learned to sing from a siren. He learned to swim from a drop in your water. Hey, there are words, there are signs. Close your eyes, there is magic inside you. Hey, hear the sparks in your mind, building frames for to trace your desires. She learned to cook from a sailor. He learned to cry in an elephant circus. She found a recipe for flying. He's growing flowers to understand, dying, rejoice.
Sean Hayes singing the title track from his new CD, Flowering Spade. The lyrics in that song are very, very whimsical. She learned to sing from a siren. He learned to swim from a drop in the water. It's got this magical sense to it. Is that the way that you see the world? Is that the way you see life? Or is that something that you can only capture in your music?
I think I do see magic in the world, especially when I'm trying to create and when I try to figure anything out. I usually realize that, I mean, beyond names, we don't really know anything. I mean, what's a bottle of wine? Water and grapes. What are grapes? And then, you know, a couple of steps later, and you're like, we don't have any idea what anything is. So to me, that's kind of magic.
Sean Hayes, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for finding me and coming and sitting with me.
Will you take us out on one more song?
Sure, I'd love to. I will. Why don't I play Onion?
To hear a little bit more music from Sean Hayes, visit our website, npr.org.
You traveled for many miles on a whim of adventure, all lost in love and running from most everything. Now things no longer weigh what they used to. Gold you buried in your backyard's turned gray.
Our interview with Sean Hayes was recorded by Josh Rogerson and produced by Kate Davidson. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.
All the sewers and the high wires. Can anyone find a map to the band slipped out the window there.